This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and I absolutely love this. And I'm learning more about this woman from Andrew, so it's really stirring me up inside as well. So first of all, what wonderful stories by Daniel, those encounters, man. It's just so powerful. And I've been in those situations, even now sometimes, you know, where you just, you don't have the courage to speak, or you feel so uncomfortable. But just to encourage you guys, when you do feel like that, remember, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. So we need to be in uncomfortable situations to be comforted by the comforter himself. So, and there's no condemnations from God when you miss an opportunity. I remember I used to say to God, I want to pray for the sick. And all I used to see was people on crutches. But for me, I was trying to hear this audible voice from God saying, go. But it doesn't work like that. Scripture says, go and pray for the sick. So sometimes we make it overcomplicated. And I remember I used to miss those opportunities, but I never felt that God say to me, oh, you messed up. You know, I told you to do it, but you messed up. I'm not going to use you. But he always encouraged me. I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, don't worry, son, get the next one. Don't worry, get the next one. So never feel bad about you didn't obey God. But it just stirs something up inside of you to say, okay, God, give me the courage next time. Before I go into that, I just want to share another, just a testimony of where I've been in such uncomfortable decisions about we're hearing from God about a word of knowledge. I was on the train one day, and I prayed this crazy prayer. I said, God, I'm willing to look like a fool for you. When you pray crazy prayers like that, I'm telling you, there will be a time when you're put in those situations. And at that time, I was just learning how to hear from God and how to, you know, this word of knowledge. I remember I was on the train. This is about 8:30 in the morning. It's packed. Loads of people. And I suddenly felt this sharp pain in my left knee. And I was thinking, okay, I don't have any issues with my knee. Maybe there's someone on this carriage who's got a pain in their knee, and God is highlighting that, and they want me to pray. Now, that pain was still there, but this is a packed train. I'm thinking, who am I going to speak to? Maybe someone next to me, maybe I'll speak to them. I remember, like, I was thinking, oh, God, you know, I don't want to speak to anyone. It's quiet on this train. People can think I'm crazy. But this feeling wouldn't leave me. So I suddenly built up the courage. There's this dude standing next to me, and I just tapped him. I said, hey, mate. I whispered, hey, mate. He said, yeah. I said, do you have pain in your knee? He said, what? I said, pain. He said, no. I said, okay. Put my headphones back in, and this thing wouldn't leave. This word wouldn't leave, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going station by station, and I'm sweating, and I'm just like, this pain wouldn't leave, this word wouldn't leave. I'm like, God, what is going on? I've asked this guy, what do you want me to do? And suddenly I was like, oh man, do you want me to ask everyone on this train? And I was like, that can't be God. Like, there's no way he would expose me to this. And I was like, okay. So I suddenly took my headphones off, and I breathed in a few times. I said, oh no, here we go. Remember, it's packed. 8:30 in the morning, 8:45. I said, does anybody have pain in their knee? My heart is beating. I'm sweating. I have to get to work. And this woman just out of nowhere, she says, why do you ask? I said, because Jesus wants to heal. And that just came out of me. I don't know. It wasn't this, you know, I didn't preempt it. I didn't think about the answer. It just came out. And suddenly there was this quietness. There's this awkwardness. And I had to wait 4 stops before I got off. So imagine, during this time, I just looked down, had my headphones in. I looked up, someone's looking at me. And I'm like, oh God, just get me off this train, please. And then I got to my station, and I got off the train, and suddenly the pain had left my knee. And in that moment, I just felt God say that I may have looked like a fool for 10 seconds in front of those people, but heaven was rejoicing because I obeyed what he had said to me. You have no idea the seed that was sown on that train. Because Jesus heals was probably something somebody wanted to hear or needed to hear. And I'm pretty sure the person who had knee pain, I don't know who, was healed from that. So you have no idea. So sometimes He puts us in those situations, and it's fun as well. And now I look back and I just laugh. It's just amazing. And there was another, can I tell you another one? Let me share another one. I told this to Andrew, and he started laughing when I told him. I was on a plane one day coming back from Sweden, and I'd just come from this amazing conference. They were encouraging people to go on the streets. So I was like really just built up over the last 4 days, and I was just so excited. We had just got upgraded to business class in British Airways. Now, I thought it was going to be, you know, the proper business class experience, but it was like a small plane and all you get is like a curtain. But I just took it anyway. I was like, thank you, God, this is amazing. And I remember I was sitting with my brother-in-law, and suddenly I had this desire to share the gospel on the plane. And I was like, that can't be me. I can't do this. No way. But it wouldn't leave me. One of the ways that God speaks to me, it doesn't leave me. And I get so like, I don't know, I just need to let it out somehow. And this thing, this word wouldn't leave me. I was like, okay. I looked at my brother-in-law. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know, man. I just got to share the gospel on this plane. He said, oh, God. I said, yeah, I know. So I got up and I turned around to the people. I said, guys, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you so much. And then I started to share what happened in the conference and how people got, you know, healed and a little bit of my testimony. And then I saw this woman, she was just smiling and nodding. And this another person was just, I was getting excited. I was like, this is it. This is amazing. And then suddenly out of nowhere, this woman said, excuse me, this is not the time or the place for you to talk about this. I said, well, whatever it is, lady, going on in your life, I pray for peace and joy. And that encouraged another person to hype up, and he said, excuse me, please, I'm trying to do my work. And out of nowhere, I said, you don't know when you're going to take your last breath. Jesus has eternity. Now, thinking back, I shouldn't have said that on a plane with a guy with a beard and, saying to someone, you don't know when you're going to take your last breath. Anyway, so I sat back down, and the air steward came over and he said to me, what's going on? I said, look, man, I just had to share the love of Jesus with people. And thankfully, you know, they didn't throw me off the plane or anything like that, so it's all good. But I'm just saying to you guys, sometimes when you're in an uncomfortable situation, just do it. Do whatever God's put in your heart. It doesn't matter if you look like a fool in front of people, because heaven is rejoicing and God is proud of you when you step out. And you have no idea the seeds that have been sown on that, when you met that girl. From when he met that guy on the train, on the plane. So I encourage you, as we go out today, whatever God puts on your heart, just say it, because you have no idea what it means. And what I love about this story is that the woman at the well, what happens to her, that she has this encounter with Jesus. And in the very next verse, it says that when Jesus reveals to her who he is, the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? It's interesting that the very reason why she went to the well was to get a jar of water. But instead, she encountered the one that she really needed. So the very thing that she came for, she left it and ran away because she had encountered the real living water himself. So when we have our own encounter with Jesus, we leave everything else. And there's nothing stopping us from inside of us from going into our town, our areas of influences, and telling people about Jesus. She didn't have an evangelistical class. She didn't have people encouraging her to go and share your faith. She just was so amazed by this encounter, she couldn't contain it inside of her. And she ran into the town, the Bible says, and she said, come, listen, everyone. I want to tell you about this person. That's all she did. All she did was share her own personal testimony with people. And as we continue, this is what it says here. Many Samaritans from that town believed... Hold on, before we go there. Okay, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. All she said was, he told me all that I did. So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe,
For we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this indeed is the Savior of the world. First of all, that testimony that she was sharing was seeds being sown into these people. Our testimonies are seeds sowing into the people. What that seed does is encourage them to want to know who this Jesus is for themselves. So these people, they were like, okay, we've heard her testimony. I want to know for myself. So they made a decision. They invited Jesus into their homes. In the same way, when somebody invites Jesus into their heart, that's saying, I want to know this person. So when they invited Jesus into their home, they says that he stayed there 2 days. So they had all this time with Jesus. They must have had some food. They must have been laughing and you know, having a great time. And Jesus was impacting them. He was listening to them. As Andrew was saying, it's so important to have relationships with people. And then what happens is, after that, they said to the woman, do you know what? It's no longer on your testimony that we believe Jesus. It's because we have experienced him for ourselves. So in the same way, when we share testimonies with other people, they're going to come back and say to you one day, do you know what? It's not because of your testimony. It's not because of your story that we believe in Jesus. Because we ourselves have encountered his love. And this is what he's done. So this is why, for me, testimonies are so, so important. We all have a testimony of how God has transformed us. You cannot share the gospel like I do. I cannot share the gospel like you do. But that does not mean that we cannot inspire each other. So be inspired, be encouraged, and let your personality shine today as we go out there. Amen.